January 21st. For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the Scriptures might have hope. Romans 15, verse 4. I'm afraid I'm the forgetful sort. If something important needs to be done, I'm in the habit of putting it on a list or writing myself a note about it. A few years back, wanting Scripture to be an important part of my life, I started writing out a new one each day and posting it on the bulletin board in our kitchen. Not long ago, the couple next door joined me for a cup of coffee. They started bickering and soon got into a heated argument. Then the wife happened to glance up at my Scripture for the day. "Let there be no strife, I pray thee," she read, "between me and thee, for we be brethren." Genesis 13, verse 8. Her husband looked up at the bulletin board and smiled. "You're right," he said softly. By the time they'd left, they were holding hands. I have found that the more conspicuous I make the Scriptures in my life, the harder it is to behave badly. I have heard of men writing Scripture in appointment books or on cards they tuck in their wallets. And in Guy Posts, I read a story about a family that inscribed verses on the ceiling beams of their house. But for me, it's still my kitchen. What place might be good for you? In an uncertain world, Lord, I'm thankful that your word is a rock I can cling to.